difficult period in the school of life. You learn a lot during difficult times. It was when I was prisoner in a German concentration camp named Ravensbrück, and I was interrogated by a judge who would decide my fate. It was during World War II, and the Lord gave me an opportunity to talk about him. The man became a friend instead of an enemy. Then he showed me terribly dangerous letters, which could be my death sentence, and also hurt my family and my friends. He knew how dangerous they were. Suddenly, he threw them into the fire, and when I saw these flames consume the incredibly dangerous papers, for the first time I understood what was written in Colossians, that the record of our sin was taken away by Jesus and nailed to the cross. You see, that's when I began to understand that eternal life is given by God, by the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe some will say, I don't understand. What do I need to do to receive it? Jesus said, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. And he also said, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. In Laodicea were Christians who would say to each other, I am rich and I lack nothing. But one thing was missing, something very important. They had locked the Lord Jesus out of their hearts. And then the Lord said to them, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. If you ask Jesus to come into your heart, he will enter. And he will perform the miracle that you are born into the family of God. The Bible says, yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. That is when you can say to God, Father, my Father, and he will say to you, my child. This is so very important that when it happens, the angels rejoice because you are invaluable in God's eyes. When Jesus enters your heart, you will notice that you need a spring cleaning. And now you may confess all your sins. Whoever confesses their sins and relies on Jesus' power will be saved through his blood. I went to America this year. One woman was listening attentively. But when I said, do you want to accept Jesus as your Savior? She said, I would love to, but I can't. I understood her distress. She had been a soothsayer. You see, there are sins that entail bondage, causing the devil to gain and to keep you in his power. And these days, there are so many sins of the occult. Also, in